going to show you some results from a 13 CO2 pulse labeling experiment that we performed a little over a year ago in some managed grassland sites in Belgium. And the main reason why we did this experiment was to investigate how 5 years, so pretty short term, of mineral nitrogen fertilizer addition and increased mowing intensity affects the microbial community composition in the soil, as well as the activity of some selected microbial groups. Further on, we wanted to look at what the driving forces for these changes in microbial community composition were, if we detected any, and to link these changes to carbon and nitrogen mineralization potential. So I'm not even going to talk about very detailed nitrogen processes. I'm only going to look at some of the nitrogen mineralization potential in the soil. So for this, we used a combination of microbial community phospholipid fatty acid analyses with an in situ 13 CO2 pulse labeling. And the reason why we decided to use this combination of analysis and techniques, I'll explain in the next couple slides. Phospholipid fatty acids, or PLFAs, have been used in the past by many researchers to look at microbial community composition. And the reason why is because they're components of a cell membrane of organisms, and they degrade quite rapidly upon cell death, so they form a nice fingerprint for the living microbial community. On top of that, there's specific PLFAs that are unique for certain organisms, certain microbial groups, and so by looking at the profile of the PLFAs, we can distinguish various groups of organisms that are listed here. Now, when you add a substrate to the soil that is labeled with 13C, the microorganisms that are actively using the carbon from that substrate can incorporate that 13C into their PLFAs, and we can detect that signature through isotope ratio mass spectrometry that is linked to GC, gas chromatography. And then you can identify the communities that are actively metabolizing that carbon and distinguish them from the communities that are either inactive or using other sources of carbon. So with a 13 CO2 pulse labeling, you add that tracer by labeling grasses that are growing in fields. We place in our approach a plexiglass chamber on top of grasses. We inject 13C labeled CO2 into this chamber. The plants actively take up that carbon through photosynthesis, get transported into the soil through the root exudation. The soil biota that are actively using that carbon are going to incorporate it into their biomass, and it becomes incorporated into these PLFAs. These PLFAs can be extracted out of a soil sample, and you can analyze then in the different PLFAs that get separated on a GC column, the 13C content of each individual PLFA by isotope ratio mass spec. So this technique, the combination of these PLFA analysis with the 13C labeling, allows us to identify the microbial groups actively involved in the assimilation of new rhizodeposit carbon. And in that way, in our experiment, we were hoping to then look at how the activity of these different organisms respond to different management practices. So the sites that we selected were located in Merelbeke, which is a small village in the northeastern part of Belgium. And we had 5 treatments there that were established in the spring of 2001. Vegetation was mainly composed of Lolium perenni. And the 5 treatments we selected, each were replicated 4 times in the field, consisted of a 0 nitrogen treatment, where we had 3 times mowing per year, so no nitrogen, mineral nitrogen added to these plots. Then we had 225 kilograms of nitrogen added per hectare per year, with a 3 times mowing and a 5 times mowing per year. And now we had a very high level of mineral nitrogen addition, 450 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year, with 3 times and 5 times mowing. We performed 6 hours of pulse labeling with 99 atom percentage 13C enriched CO2. Biomass of the plants was harvested 24 hours after the start of this pulse labeling, and soils were also sampled at that time. At different depths, we're only going to focus on the 0 to 5 centimeter depth. On the soils and the plants, we just determined some general characteristics in the soils. We did total carbon, nitrogen, inorganic nitrogen, pH, bulk density. Bulk soil was separated from root adhering soil just to distinguish 2 microhabitats for organisms, because we're a little bit afraid that maybe we might miss some of these activity differences, by just looking at all the soil together. So we selected two habitats for microbial activity. We analyzed total PLFA and the mole percentage, so the relative abundance of individual PLFAs, to investigate what the management practices, their effect were on the relative abundance of these communities. Then we determined the 13C signature of all these individual PLFAs to look at how their activity is altered by the management practice. And then we performed just a short-term incubation in the lab to look at potential carbon and nitrogen mineralization. So first I'm going to show you some results just where we wanted to look at the effect of nitrogen addition and this mowing frequency increase on the relative abundance of these different communities. And this has mostly been done in research when you see where people are interested in looking at management effects on microbial community composition. They just analyze the total PLFA and look at the relative abundance of the communities, and then by principal component analysis, multi-response permutation performance analysis, we looked at if there is a significant effect of nitrogen fertilizer on one hand and mowing intensity on the other hand on these on the community or the relative abundance of these individual communities. So for nitrogen fertilizer, we found both in the bulk soil and the rhizosphere soil a significant effect. When you look at these graphs that visually show the effect of these nitrogen treatments, you can see that they're clearly separated based on the relative abundance of the PLFAs. For mowing, we didn't see that significant effect. Now for the nitrogen fertilizer, when we did an indicator species analysis on that, looked like, you know, we couldn't see a clear relationship between the management treatment, the nitrogen fertilizer addition, and individual communities of organisms. Because for the zero nitrogen treatment, we found an indicator species that belonged to the gram-negative bacteria. Then for this 225 nitrogen treatment, we found some indicator PLFAs that belong to three groups of bacteria. And then here in the highest nitrogen treatment, we found some PLFA indicators that belong to the gram-positive. So no clear relationship with management practices and these different communities. Then we decided to look at the 13C incorporation in these different organisms, or different PLFAs characteristic for groups of organisms. And in this figure, I expressed the 13C data, not just in absolute delta 13C values, but in a relative way to correct for differences in pulse labeling efficiency. Just because we replicated per replicate plot our pulse labeling in the field, and sometimes due to changes in temperature or sunlight, you can have different incorporation of 13C. So in that way, it's good that you can correct for that. Otherwise, your data are hard to interpret. And we expressed that data as a relative increase of the individual PLFAs over the increase for a universal biomarker that is present in all the different organisms. What I want you to see in this figure, we have the green bars for the zero nitrogen treatment, the yellow bars for the 225, and the blue bars for the 450 nitrogen treatment. The most striking findings that we got out of this analysis was that the 13C incorporation into this biomarker for the mycorrhizal fungi was significantly decreased upon an increase in nitrogen addition. So the activity of the mycorrhizae appeared to be negatively affected by a nitrogen addition. For the bacteria, both in the bulk soil and in the root adhering soil, we see the opposite trend, where nitrogen addition stimulated their uptake of plant carbon in both the gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. Now when we look at the mowing intensity, or the increase in mowing frequency from 3 times mowing to 5 times mowing per year, first I'll show you the data for the 225 nitrogen addition. Here you see that the arbuscular mycorrhizae, in their 13C uptake, or their uptake of new plant carbon, was increased with increased mowing intensity. For the bacteria, however, only in the root adhering soil, we found an opposite trend where the bacterial activity was decreased due to increased mowing. For the 450 nitrogen treatment, we found no effects on the activity of the mycorrhizae anymore, but we did see still that negative effect on the gram-positive bacteria in the root adhering soil, and for one of these biomarkers for gram-negative bacteria. Now, when we looked a bit at what are the driving forces for these activity changes due to management practices, The one salt property that showed the most, the clearest relationship with these activity responses was the inorganic nitrogen content of the soil. You see, when you go from the zero nitrogen to the 225 nitrogen to the 450 nitrogen treatment, you had an increase. We saw an increase in the nitrogen availability, or the total amount of inorganic nitrogen in the soil, and we had an increase in bacterial activity, but a decrease in the mycorrhizal activity. When increased mowing, we saw a decrease in the inorganic nitrogen content, and there in the activity of the organisms, we saw a positive effect on the mycorrhizae and a negative effect on the bacteria. At 450 nitrogen, we didn't see any effect of mowing and no effect on the activity of the organisms. This was confirmed by a correlation analysis where the light blue bars, I'm sorry you don't see it so well, but light blue is a positive correlation and the dark blue here on the bottom is a negative correlation. So with nitrogen, ammonium nitrate, and total inorganic nitrogen, gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria were positively affected, positively correlated with these nitrogen, with ammonium nitrate and total inorganic nitrogen, and arbuscular mycorrhizae were negatively correlated. So a summary of these first results is that the addition of mineral nitrogen had a significant effect on the PLFA abundance profile, but without clear relationships between the management and the specific communities. But then when we looked at the 13C incorporation, we found that their activity of these organisms were differently affected, with a negative effect of nitrogen addition on the mycorrhizal activity and a positive effect on the bacterial communities. With mowing, we didn't find any effect of mowing increased mowing frequency on the PLFA abundance profile. But then again, when we looked at the 13C incorporation, we found a stimulated mycorrhizal activity and the bacteria were negatively affected. These responses seem to be linked to nitrogen availability. And then when we try to see how these changes in community composition were perhaps linked with processes in the soil, we first looked at the carbon potential carbon mineralization in soil, and there we found, of course, you know, this is perhaps quite logic, when we increase the total PLFA, which is an indicator for total biomass, microbial biomass, we found a significant relationship between carbon mineralized and total PLFA carbon. For the community composition, only with a relative abundance of the bacteria, we found a positive correlation. However, with nitrogen mineralization, we found no significant relation with total microbial biomass and no relation with any of the relative abundances of these individual microbial communities. But then when we looked at the activity, we found one bacterial biomarker that had a positive relationship with the nitrogen mineralization potential in the soil, and also one for the fungal communities. But when we looked at their relative change in their activity, expressed here in this right figure, the ratio of the labeling index for the fungi over that of the gram-negative bacteria, we found a negative relationship with nitrogen mineralization. So suggesting perhaps that if you are in systems where the fungal activity is more stimulated than that of the bacteria, you would have less nitrogen mineralized and maybe perhaps less nitrogen lost out of these systems. So in conclusions, we can say that only in combination with stable isotope probing of PLFAs, we found significant effects of nitrogen fertilizer addition and increased mowing frequency on the individual microbial communities. We found opposite responses of mycorrhizae and bacteria to grassland management, and these appear to be linked to nitrogen availability. And last, our data suggests that conditions enhancing fungal activity over bacterial activity could result in lower nitrogen mineralization rates and perhaps possibly lower nitrogen losses. But I'd like to thank you for your attention, and I'll take any questions. Has poor sensitivity, fertility, and your question about that is?
About the impact of fertility
on these communities?
Yes.
So the question is if soil fertility in general has an impact on the activity of these communities. Well, yes, I think so. I mean, in this case, we changed the nitrogen availability in the soil by adding these fertilizers. But I think it has been shown by others that just the general fertility of your soil as well has an effect on the relative abundance, for example, of fungi over bacteria. That has been shown as well. Yes?
What was the length of time between the last mowing and application of the seed?
We actually did the pulse labeling perhaps, I think it was a week before they mowed again. So we were kind of at the maximum of the plant growth at that time, or at least prior before they started mowing again. So, yeah. Yes, that's true. But for the labeling, it's always a little bit of a problem that when you just mow, then your plants might not really take up a whole lot of carbon, from the pulse labeling experiment. So we kind of wanted to do it at the time where the biomass was at its maximum and had enough photosynthetic capacity. Yeah.
Have you considered looking for alkanolithium and also look at maybe DNA SIP or RNA SIP at higher resolution?
Yeah, I know there are some groups that are working with DNA RNA stable isotope probing. We in our laboratory are not doing that at the moment. We're interested in trying to get into some of those techniques, but I know that they're also not really, complete yet, and there are some difficulties with those techniques. So perhaps that would be interesting to look at more at the species level, because I know with PLFAs you can only distinguish big groups of organisms, of course. So yeah.
Well, quick question:
in your CO2 respiration of soil, how do you handle the soils? Did you dry and re-wet them for the test? How many days?
Well, most of our soils were immediately frozen after we collected them from the field because of the PLFA analyses. And we only thawed them prior to the incubation, had a very short pre-incubation to let them stabilize a little bit. And then we just, we didn't dry them. So we only incubated them at the field moisture content, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you.
Thank you.